Item 10 is public hearing. Subset A is consideration of a use on review for David Erfman at 1923 Arizona. Mr. Smith has got our staff report.
Good evening, everybody. The first item up in front of you on is a use on review that was first looked at by our Planning and Zoning Commission back on March 18th and was tabled. It was revisited again. This use on review is for Dave Erfman to operate an in-home animal nutrition business. The property is zoned medium-density residential. The nature of the business is sales for animal nutrition supplements and feed. The at-home business would not have any more than him as an employee and would not have customers visiting the home and would not increase any traffic. He may have product briefly stored at the home because most of his product will not be at the home but at his plant or his location in Whitewood where everything's at. The use on review application was received and looked at again by the Planning and Zoning Commission. And the Planning Commission considered all the information and voted to recommend approval of the use on review for a three-month period at this time. Basically, all of the complaints, or not the complaints, the letters that came back from the people in the area were more concerned about the condition of the property than the actual business itself, and that's what we were getting from the neighboring neighbors and residents. So the Planning Commission took all that into consideration, and when they tabled it, gave Mr. Erfman time to bring the violations that were into compliance, which he has done. There are still some items in his yard and stuff which are not considered violations under our current ordinances. So they opted to give him a three-month review. If you pass that as a three-month review, what we will do is notify the residents that it was passed for 3 months with the conditions that if we had any complaints, it would be revisited. If it does not get revisited or there are no complaints, then it will be looked at for a year as a normal use on review instead of the 3 months.
How is that communicated to the people in that area?
That will be communicated to them by letter once, if it passes here. Then we'll send out another certified letter to them. And then anytime they can contact us. They've been very responsive in the neighborhood. That's probably the most response we've received on any use on review application in the area. We did send out, I believe it was 24 notifications, and we sent those out twice.
Dave, how long has Mr. Erfman been in this business?
Dave's been in the business for as long as I can remember,
yeah,
and his father was too.
He's been doing this for a long, long time.
The thing was is that when Dave's dad passed away, they sold the office in Whitewood and kept the location or a warehouse or whatever where he keeps his stuff. And what he did was bring his work vehicles back to his property. He had approximately three or four trucks there for the business. And then there was one personal truck, used truck, was part of that with a horse trail that was parked on the public right-of-way. That, since this has been removed to a new location, as well as the other vehicles, so...
Will Mr. Erfman be required to rock or grass the boulevard?
I guess that we haven't even addressed that yet, but we sure could. It was rocked at one time, and of course, with the moisture and everything in the parking lot, it's probably 3 to 4 inches deep there. So, yes, he'll probably have to reclaim that.
Just for the record, what was the disapproval percentage it's this time around from the residents in that area?
Isn't it on here?
Yeah, it's on here. The disapproval was, we had no response, or 13 of the letters was no response this time. So that's 53.57%, which is considered approval. Disapproval was 9, or 34.3%. And the actual approval or responses, which includes the landowner, is 12.13%. So with that, you and the 53%, you're at 70%. Some percent there, so well in approval. We did receive another one actually today, so and that person approved of that, but it was outside the time frame.
Mr. Erfman, can you come up here for a second? Just have a seat.
Have a seat.
Yeah. Dave, this, you know, this personal, I'm not speaking for the whole council here necessarily, but it's kind of a tough spot because this is before us is your in-home business, and I don't think even the neighbors have that much trouble with your in-home business. It's more to the neighborhood expectations, neighbor expectations, I guess, if that's even a thing. Under our current ordinances, you're not breaking any ordinances or anything like that. But, you know, there's still some things that could be, like, maybe cleaned up. And I think that's what more the neighbors are more worried about. I noticed that, you know, you have a fenced-in backyard. You know, maybe some things could be moved, whatever. But that's what this kind of puts us in a tough spot because the neighbors are somewhat... you know, there's been a lot of disapproval as far as who did send in. It's a three-month thing. That's what it's set up to right now, just to see kind of a trial period, how that's what the planning and zoning is kind of looking at it as, a trial thing to see if you can get some more things cleaned up. I'm just going to end with, you know who I am. You can call me, and I can get kids over there. If you need help moving stuff, getting some things out of the yard or whatever, I'm available for that.
Yes, Dave, I have a question.
Yes.
The 90 days for the permit, is that usually the standard that's given, or was there a reasoning behind why it would be a 90-day period?
The usual standard is 1 year, 12 months on every use on review, and then you never see those again unless there's complaints or issues. We look at them in office, and if there's been complaints, then we revisit them. If there have been none, it gets published in the Sturgis Information Publication of the SIP, and then it automatically renews for another year. 90 days, and there's one other time that I remember that the Planning and Zoning Commission has actually done a shorter period of time. I'm trying to remember what that was for, but because of similar situations where we had a large amount of the neighborhood not happy with the condition of the property, not as much as the business, and that's what we're looking at here. So they've done this in the past.
Has there been discussion between you and Mr. Erfman, Dave, on saying we'd like to continue with these steps as we move forward, or are we relying on the in-home business to make the decisions on what's best for the neighborhood? I guess what have you and Mr. Erfman talked about that what needs to be done in addition to what already has been done?
I can only speak to what is currently a violation under our ordinances. Dave has taken care of what would be a code violation. In this case, the big one was the truck and trailer that were parked on the public right-of-way and on the sidewalk. Since that time, he was sent the courtesy letter. Dave has removed that to another location. And all the other items that are in the yard under our current ordinance, there's nothing I can do. But we will address what Rhea had brought up as far as the boulevard reclaiming that, because that does need some work now to brighten up the neighborhood. But the rest of it, I wish we could. But Dave knows that he's been working on it. There's some things out there that don't make his neighbors real happy, but I can't force him to clean those up at this time.
Understood.
Mr. Erfman, can you speak to where you plan on storing any of the product? Where will that be stored?
I've rented a spot for the horse trailer right across from my horses between Whitewood and Sturgis. I got that out there now. That's good. Already paid up. So, and the boulevard part, that there, that's kind of an ongoing deal. As I come by a place that gives me the red rock for it, I pick up a load. So I was just doing that as I could get it here.
And how about product at your home? Where in the home will it be stored?
It's never stored in the home. I might, like if I'm going east in the morning, I might put something on my pickup that instead of running back to Whitewood, get early start, it'll be in my pickup and then go out.
Okay, so you won't have product stored in the garage or the backyard or really anywhere on the premises?
No, okay. No, that's, I, it's just usually on the pickup on a pallet so I can get going early.
Mr. Erfman, do you have anything to add at this point? Do you?
Well, I'd like to know the list of the complaints so I can work on some more stuff, what they're not agreeing with, what I think I need, and maybe I can get rid of some things I think I need if it's bothering people.
You bet. Well, again, as far as the city's concerned, I think Mr. Smith has notated that concisely, that per our ordinances, there are no longer any violations on the property.
That's correct. But I can get with you and let you know what the neighbors have pointed out to us. Okay. We can certainly do that, Dave. That's no problem.
And just again, so in 90 days, so that would be the end of July then, if this is approved.
90 days from tonight, yes.
Okay. So what you all would be looking at when you go to the property will be the conditions of approval on page 7 of the report. All of those things must be still... meet these guidelines, right? So everything here, and of course, keeping his property up to code.
Yes.
And when do you anticipate any time checking from here until throughout the 90 days on those code what was violated? Will that be done again?
Oh, yeah. I will be by that property in that neighborhood at least once a week. I split up the community, so I'll be by there at least once a week. And we will also wait and see if, after we notify the rest of the neighbors, we'll see if any more issues come in throughout that three-month period. We'll just look at the complaints or any comments that might come in and address those with Mr. Erfman, as well as log those in our CitizenServe. And if there's enough of them, we'll bring it back before the planning and zoning and the council then.
Yeah, if we were to approve this tonight, then how quickly would the notification to the neighbors come on?
We've already got the letters ready to go to get out. They're set. We just got to print them and mail them out tomorrow morning.
And procedurally, I guess, just for clarity, Dave Smith, if this would be approved tonight for the 90 days, it would then, before that expires, would go back to planning and zoning, then back to council, or would this be a staff decision at that point?
I guess it would, if there's no issues, I would think that it would be a staff decision. We would notify both Planning and Zoning Commission, as well as the Common Council, that there were no issues, and now it's going for a year. That wasn't made clear at that meeting. It was just pretty much a 30-day notification, wait and see. But if you'd like, I would be more than happy to bring it back before you guys, if there is no issues, to let you know at an open meeting that it's been given more, or at least ask for your blessing on a year.
I guess another question I have, I think my personal opinion, we'd want to stick with normal procedure, which would be you decide and it would be in a staff report and we'd hear about it by reading it.
That's correct. That would be normal procedure.
So if this is approved for 90 days, after that 90 days, if it does take the next step for the year use on review, is that 9 months from the 90 days or is that a additional
No, that'd
year?
Be a full 12 months.
I just want clarity there.
I mean, Mr. Mayor, I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with you on that, in that I think that if this is if this was to be approved, I believe one of the conditions would be it would have to come back through and be reported to us, just because of the amount of concerns that have been raised by the neighbors.
And that's why
residents.
I brought that up, just to make sure that we understand, everybody sitting here, that the normal procedure is it would not come back. So if there is a motion made and that is required, that must be put in the motion. Anything else from council at this point for Mr. Smith or Mr. Erfman? How about public input on this matter? Consideration of a 90-day use on review for an in-home business. Is there comments, questions, concerns from the public on this particular item? further discussion from council or a motion?
I guess I think if he gets through the next 90 days and there aren't people in the neighborhood complaining, then it should just follow the normal procedures that we usually have in place, which is staff review. That's a motion. That we approve it for 90 days and then it just has staff review. It doesn't come back to us unless there's complaints, which would take it through the normal procedure, right?
Just to clarify on that, would you still want us to send notices out to the neighbors to see if they're... Okay.
Yes.
So we have a first by Ron to approve the 90-day use on review. And we'll leave it at that, I guess.
I will second that.
We have a first by Ron and a second by Terry. Any further discussion?
That is, if there's any complaints, then it will...
The normal procedure is if there's complaints, then it'll go back to planning and zoning after this 90 days. That's the normal procedure. Okay. Correct.
That's date? Correct, yes.
All right. So first and a second on the floor. Last chance for discussion on this item, public or council. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no?
No.
I was yes face. We have 7-1 for approval of a 90-day use on review. Thanks, guys.